MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Andrea Myberg, MD, TWK Agri. Results for 6 months ending February. So revenue of 13.6%, HEPS of 10%. Andrea, appreciate the time. The big story in these results was the timber segment, and that really was a contamination of wood chip stockpiles. What happened here? I mean, as I understand, completely beyond your control. One of those, as the insurance people would say, just an act of God that went against you.
Yes. Morning, Simon. No, thank you very much also for the opportunity. Now, definitely not the performance we wanted for 6 months, especially was our timber segment. And with the fire that has broke out, unfortunately, next to us, our neighbors, they had a big fire that was there for almost 2 weeks. They were fighting that fire. And we had to spray some fire detergent onto our wood chips, and also some of the carbon that the wind blow onto our wood chips mean that we will not be able to sell them to the normal pulp market. We had to get alternative markets in the bio industry to sell it to. And it's also a market that have contracts, long-term contracts, not easy to just sell it into that market, but at least we've been able to sell about more than half of it already.
Okay.
But unfortunately, for the first 5 months, we will not be able to produce because we had to stock about 400-500 million that was lying there, and we were not able to move it, and so we cannot produce new stock that we can export. So that was a little bit of a headwind for us for the first 6 months.
Is that now over? Are you back to exporting? Is that now all sort of cleared through the system?
Yes, not 100%. We still sit with one or two loads that hopefully will be out before the end of September. But we're running at 100% capacity of the mill at this stage. And we have also full order book. So we're definitely going to have a very good last 6 months, especially on the wood chip export side.
Could you claim insurance for this?
Yes. We had insurance for it, but you know, we terminated our loss was 255 million and in the end we were paid out 160. So there is a little bit of a shortfall, but we think we'll hopefully make it up in the next 6 months also.
This, if I recall correctly in previous conversations, this export, is it Japan that they're going to?
Yeah, mostly. Japan is our biggest market. And then also, we're also going a little bit to China. Europe is more the bio market, so some of this we have sold to the Europe side is more in a bio market, but most of it is going to Japan, yes.
Gotcha. Locally, if you look at timber, I would imagine a sector generally that is under, I mean, the economy is under strain, the consumer is under strain, and if I think around potential buyers locally, it would be DIY, it would be mining, it would be agriculture, and I look across those three sectors, it is tough out there.
Yes, yeah, it's a different kind of product. But, you know, also what happened from our side, you know, we also have exchanged contracts with Mondi and Sappi, and because the nearest mill, they deliver and we deliver on them. Because we couldn't keep up our side of that contracts, then they also didn't take some of our products because we sit with our plantations near their mills and they didn't take. So that also had a knock-on effect on our plantation side as well during this time. But yeah, definitely on the building side, that's going slow. You know, that's not a market that the state is shooting out the lights. And I think you can see in York's figures as well.
Yeah.
It's not a lucrative market. Also on the pole side, you know, farmers also who's doing building and fencing. It's not a market that's growing rapidly at this stage, but it is there. At least it's just kind of a stable market at this stage. The biggest thing is actually in the mining sector. We have to close two of our mills in the past year. And also the other big player is Timmerite, and they also closed two mills because the mining sector is a declining sector. And I think you also see how all of the mining companies is doing, and it's not doing that well at this stage, and they're closing some of their shafts, and that has a direct impact also on us for delivering some of our products to that market.
Gotcha. Constantia Fertilizer, it's been volatile. There's been lots of, I mean, wars in Ukraine, if I recall, China blocking exports. So there's been a fair bit of volatility, but that really does seem to have performed well in the period.
Yes, yeah, especially if you compare it to the previous year, last year, because in the Ukraine war and everything started, immediately all the commodity prices, especially a fertilizer, a rocket through the roof, and then just to come down again. Everything that goes up must come down, but it come down very sharply, much sharper than we thought, and that wasn't very good for us last year. This year, it has even out more after it has come down sharply last year. Now, it's normal kind. It is a volatile market anyway, but that big spikes, I think in 2008 we had one, and now it is the biggest spike that we had in 2022, 2023.
Gotcha. El Nino, I mean, certainly it hasn't been countrywide, but it has certainly impacted some of the regions where you operate. Has it been significant, and has it sort of passed, or is it likely to stick around still?
Yeah, no, we are luckily in the part of the country where the rainfall is a little bit better. Mm-hmm. It's not like in Northwest or the Free State, but even in Mpumalanga, especially in the Highveld, you had certain places where they had good rainfall and places that was not so good. So overall, I think we're still going to have a decent yield from the areas where we operate. But on the national level, there's definitely, and that's why the prices of especially the white maize is very high at this stage, because there's definitely going to be a short. Although international prices has come down also very sharply. It's like yellow maize and white maize. There's a big difference between the prices at this stage and some. Normally, they are not too far away from one another. Yeah, looking at going forward from El Nino side, you know, it's always difficult to predict what's going rainfall. You know, if I could have done that, then I would be very rich and I could have helped a lot of farmers. But yeah, we definitely thought this isn't that going to last that long, hopefully.
Yeah,
but it is a cycle.
It is a cycle. It takes, but hopefully it doesn't last too bad. We leave it there. Andrea Myberg, MD TWK Agri. Appreciate the time. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.